This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools has released video of a closed board meeting where members voted to bring back school resource officers. A judge recently ruled in favor of media outlets that sued the district for access. The meeting was tense, but Superintendent Alex Marrero told members that then-Mayor Michael Hancock would act regardless of their decision.
Even if you all override me, which is going to be terminal, the mayor can enact an executive order that he will, just like he did with the vaccination mandate. So I understand that this is a very problematic conversation to have, but it's going to happen. It's beyond our control.
The board banned school resource officers in 2020. They'll return to several campuses next school year. State Patrol is urging people to drive sober and more carefully. That's after three different crashes happened at the same site on I-270 in Adams County early Saturday, and they happened in less than 2 hours. Two of the crashes involved drivers hitting unoccupied patrol cars. Colonel Matthew Packard says one of those drivers almost hit a state trooper.
Lives are dependent upon decisions that are made behind the wheel of a car. You have one job when you're driving a car, and that's to do it responsibly.
Both drivers who hit patrol cars are being investigated for driving under the influence. Last year, Adams County led the state in deaths involving intoxicated drivers, followed by Denver and El Paso counties. 9,065 people in the Denver metro experienced homelessness this year, according to the annual point in time count. That's an almost 32% increase from last year. About 5,800 people were counted in the city and county of Denver. Adams, Arapaho, Boulder, Broomfield, Douglas, and Jefferson were also part of the count. More than 1,300 families reported being unhoused for the first time this year. This is CPR and KRCC.